The rug was pulled out from underneath her. She didn't feel confident. She didn't know if she could make it. Yet she rose like the phoenix, leading herself and her family to a new beginning. And you can too. Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss, knows what women want to be free, to speak their voice, live in financial freedom, and build businesses that radiate wealth, leaving legacies we can be proud of. Join Cornelia, Dana, and Diane the first and fourth Friday every month as they raise the roof to inspire confidence in all women.
Are you in? Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Lady Boss, we're going to talk about those Lady Boss podcasters, those Lady Boss entrepreneurs. And today I want to shine the light on what a benefit it is to have a podcast, to have a radio show for your business, for your brand, and being an entrepreneur in the world. Having a podcast and a radio show is like showing up for a keynote speech every week. It truly is. It allows you, the entrepreneur, that's on this leading edge of the 21st century, to create content in real time. Because being on a podcast, being on a radio show, really makes you bring your best content. It makes you bring your best self consistently. You have to be able to know what it is that you stand for in the world. You have to be able to, you know, show up in it. And having a podcast in this day and age, a radio show, is absolutely crucial, I feel, for any business that's out there. Because right now, we are in this golden era of podcasting and radio and voice recognition. And this is just going to keep growing. And on top of it, if you have a podcast and you have a radio show and you are with a number one network such as Transformation Talk Radio that we're on, this is the place where people grow and they grow faster together. And that's what I want to talk today about, is because every entrepreneur needs to have a radio show so that you can have a podcast, a radio show, whatever you want to call it, is where you have a consistent platform where you can connect with your audience and a place where you can share your wisdom, where you can share your ideas, a place where you can host and meet other professional entrepreneurs or thought influencers on the leading edge that are making this world a better place. Because the audience out there, they're listening, they're tuning in, because so many people, I don't even know. Jessica, are you here?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi, Jessica. Jessica is from Transformation Talk Radio. And just to introduce you to the audience, you are the?
I guess you can call me program director. We'll ask Dr. Pat after this what I'm called. Okay, I'm everything to her.
Your role keeps changing.
It grows. I started here as an intern 9 years ago, and my role has continued to shift and grow and change as I have shifted and grown and changed over the last 9 years. And I'm pretty much involved in whatever I can be at this point.
Yeah. And I, you know, you are somebody that I work with pretty closely because, you know, of the work that I do with myself and then with my co-hosts and people that I bring on to my platform. But Transformation Talk Radio is the network. And this is a wonderful opportunity to share with the world of all the things that you guys do, because you guys are out here close to Seattle, Washington, and there's a building, people working inside, there's graphic artists, there's producers, there's all these people that are making everything possible so that we can create professional shows and that we can come onto this platform. And then our material, you guys take our material then and take it out and distribute it to over 50 plus media outlets, right?
That's it. I mean, it's about reaching as many people in as many places and as many formats as possible, because our tagline is transforming the world one listener at a time. And I don't think since Dr. Pat started this 16 years ago, her vision has ever wavered. It's about literally transforming the world. And it's through you, it's through every show on our network that the people that say yes to showing up and doing exactly what you said. And it's awesome to be a part of it.
It is awesome to be a part of it. It really, truly has changed my life in the last few years since I said yes. And that's why I want to right now, again, talk to all those entrepreneurs out there. If you are ready to be seen, if you're ready to have your voice, count in the world, and you are ready to connect with an audience where you're ready to bring your content in real time, Transformation Talk Radio and working together with me, because I have this really, really sweet, sweet offer. So if you want to begin, 2020 is the perfect time right now to begin to build your brand. And what you're going to see at the end of this interview that I'm at the end of this show that I'm doing right here, Jessica and I met just about a week or so ago, and we talked about what some of the goals are for 2020, but we also talked about what were my top creations and the things that I was working on. Jessica asked me, what were my tops in 2019? And I talked about that. And one of them is the CorneliaStephanieVIP.com program. And Jessica, you said that at that time that how brilliant it is. And you also said something like, I wasn't tooting my own horn enough.
Well, it's true, because I think the age we're in now, and that's where it comes down to, is we're in an incredible time where people have the ability to share, step into who they are and share their messages with the world. And if they choose to work with a team and a platform to do it, what better team and what better platform to do it? Because we're filled with people like you who come up with these brilliant ideas. Dr. Pat says all the time, half the things we do were not our idea. They came from our hosts, because they're creators. They're inspired. They want to expand, and they come up with ideas. And then we just keep saying, yes, yes, we'll do that. Yes, we'll create that. Yes, we'll do that. And so when you said, I want to have, when you watch Ellen or you watch Oprah or you watch these shows and they've got their in-studio audience and you can, they get prizes and they get kind of bonus things and they get to interact. I want that for my show. And at first I was like, Cornelia, you're not in a studio, right? Right. And my brain at first is like, how's that going to work? But then you think about it, it's like, oh, it's called a virtual studio audience. And why would somebody want to do that? To get up close and personal and be able to chit chat behind the scenes on the breaks with you, or stay after the show and have a conversation with you or the experts you're bringing on. That's cool. That's a cool idea for the people that want that little something extra, that don't want to stand in the background and passively listen, but want to engage and do something different and take action in their lives. What better way to do it than get kind of behind the scenes access to people right up front and center? And then the more people you're starting to bring on, you have the unknown experts of the world, and then you bring on Jack Canfield, right? So, I mean, who knows what they're going to get to be a part of? And that's kind of the cool piece of it, but you've made it available. And then through technology and what we're able to do as a network, we were just like, okay, let's test it. Let's try it. Let's implement it and do it. And I think it'll continue to grow and evolve over time. I think, the pot will be sweetened, as they say, in terms of like what they're going to get for being part of that audience. And I see other hosts wanting to follow suit and do the same thing, because it's just a really cool idea.
Yeah. And that's why I wanted to be able to talk about this today, because I want to invite anyone that is ready to become an entrepreneur, that has a podcast, that wants to start building trust in the community, that wants to start putting their real content out in real time, and that wants to be part of a live studio audience, to contact me and work together with me, because I have the CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. And basically what that is, it's an opportunity for you to invite an audience. It's an opportunity for me to invite an audience, people that can join us in real time. And basically, you and I would do the podcast together. And then when the podcast is over, then you can break off into a breakout room and you can go off with the audience and you can continue on the conversation. So basically, the way I see it is almost like, it's almost like a webinar. I mean, you can call it whatever you want. It's a podcast. It's a radio show. It's a webinar. It's a platform. It's a resource where you can bring, where we can invite an audience to join us in real, you know, live together. And then where you have the opportunity to actually be in the room with people and take them through processes and do things with them the same way that you would do it in a webinar. That's basically what it is. That's really a brilliant idea. And this is the only place that's happening. So right now I have an amazing opportunity for all those people that are ready to take 2020 and get their information, their service, their product, whatever it is, out there into the world and start building your brand. Not only are you going to be able to, you know, build a community with an audience that you can trust, but also, you know, we go to, I think, do we get loaded onto 5 different YouTube channels, Jess?
There's quite a few between yours and ours. And then if, you know, you help people, if they don't know how, set up their own YouTube presence and channel as well. I mean, there's, and that's just YouTube alone. I think it's, that's the cool thing. And I mean, you can go back and forth. And I think this is probably the Libra in me, like that goes back and forth about the pros and cons of everything all the time until it's paralyzing. But it's kind of cool when you think about it, like, yes, the content's in a lot of places. And so it may, you know, there's some experts that may dilute your audience because they can go get it in so many places. But if you're not focused on that part of it and you're focused on really at your core, what we're all here trying to do is get this in as many hands and as many ears and as many eyes as possible, then that seems like, hello, that's how we can do it. It's in as many places that, I mean, there's places that pop up that we didn't even know the shows were on, to be honest. Like we'll start to Google stuff and we'll start to do an audit. And then this other like random podcasting platform pops up and with somebody's name on it. And we're like, oh, that came from us. How did that get there? But that's kind of the cool nature of it is that things are popping up and that's what you want it to do. You want it people to be Googling random things and for your talk on emotional intelligence to come up.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, like the Lady Boss platform right now with the co-hosts that are there, you know, there's Diane Solano, who is the energy entrepreneur, and she is building her brand with the energy entrepreneur, becoming known in the world as that. Dana Terrio is building her brand with the Handle Your Lump, Heal Your Life. And right now we are Handle the Lump, Heal Your Life, part 10. So I just spoke with her a couple of days ago and we were talking about actually building a YouTube channel now for her that is the Handle Your Lump, Heal Your Life brand for YouTube. Because she said, you know, Cornelia, the handle the lump means handling it. And she said, and you know, and she said it brilliantly and she understands this. And this is one of the things that I want entrepreneurs to understand, that in order to build a brand, it takes a long time. It takes a long time to build a brand and it takes patience. So not to give up because it takes a while, you know, for the audience to consistently see you putting the content and the material out there. Now, speaking of my co-host, Dana Terrio, I just want to say that, you know, she didn't have anything. She didn't have a website. She didn't have a handle. She didn't have anything. And I was the one that I was part of a group that she was part in. And I recognized her and her talent. And I contacted her and I invited her to come on and co-host with me. And at first she was like, I'm not ready. I don't have a book. I don't have anything. I don't have a website. I don't have anything. So anyway, to the rest is history. You know, that's like, I mean, 10 shows ago, and now she calls herself the accidental entrepreneur. She's in the process of now writing her book On Her Honor. She has a website. She's on the first page of Google, and she has a handle, Handle the Lump, Heal Your Life. And all of this came through working together with me, being part of my network, the Cornelia Stephanie Media, and then using our network at Transformation Talk Radio, where you guys are all part of how we support each other and promote each other. So there is so much to celebrate here and to expand on and grow on and evolve on that I'm so excited about it because, you know, I'm back here and now I'm playing the supporting actress of supporting all these other people that are coming on, and I'm watching their enthusiasm, their victories, their win-wins of what's happening in their life that they didn't have this before. What do you have to say about that, Jessica?
Isn't that a fun role to be in? Because I feel like that's, I mean, in a different way, but in some levels, like that's been my role here, is working with the hosts and seeing people just absolutely shine and step into a message in a way that you wouldn't have thought, right? And it's just really satisfying to be able to sit back and say, wow, these people are out here now with a powerful message changing the world, and I got to help them do that.
You know what? That is so true. It's such a wonderful place to be in. It's, you know, when you are really truly of service and you're passionate about what it is that you're doing, you're excited to get out of bed every morning. I mean, that's what's happening. And I feel so good about it. Now, Zach, our producer, just said there's somebody on the phone and is calling in and wants to know if we're taking callers. We're always taking callers. We always welcome you to call in. So Bob from Australia is on the line. Hello, Bob.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
My life is awesome because that's how I create it.
That's wonderful. So you're calling from Australia. And so I just want to away acknowledge, you know, all of the fires and everything that you guys are experiencing over there. I know there are so many people from around the world that are sending so much love, so much healing, so much support, money, all kinds of things over into your guys' area. And I just want to acknowledge that.
Yeah, and as an empath, I feel that energy. Yeah. But I get the sense now of, although it's been scary for the past few months, I just get a sense of the phoenix rising from the ashes. I think that's what this is all about.
That's really good because, you know, it's kind of, you know, I mean, it's been going on for a long time and you guys have been going through so much death and destruction, the animals, there's been so much, but it is the phoenix rising. And I, you know, in the spiritual community, people that are channelers and different things like that, they've been talking that Australia is like the earth chakra of the world now, and that the new, I'm just getting ringing in my ears, and that the new is being born through what you're talking about, the phoenix rising. So, but still, you know, there was a lot of loss, and there was a lot of pain. And so we have to also acknowledge that for the people. And I just send my deep, deep empathy, my deep love, and my deep healing to all of you guys. And you, Bob. So what is it that you called today? You called in to say something.
Yeah, I've been working for years now, but, you know, on my own personal journey, I became sort of suicidal in 1984 and went through the Western medical model for over 20 years, trying to think my way through depression. And it wasn't until I could actually silence my mind and sat down with the pain of depression, and I realized that depression was really a gift. It was the pain of depression that drove me to find my own solutions. And I eventually worked my way easily through depression, through feeling. It was my feelings. It was feelings that did the healing. And so I've developed a process that works for me that can liberate people from depression. And for me, depression is just a spiritual wake-up call. It's a natural response of the essence of a human to having to live in such a corrupt society. But it is also a signal that whoever is suffering depression, they're not living their truth. They've lost the belief in themselves.
Yes, you know.
And I'm trying to get that message out there. I've just finished the first draft of my book, which is The Gift of Depression, my little scrapbook, and I've been trying to get my message out, you know, locally to all these mental health support groups, and they go, yeah, no story, but like none of them want to hear what I'm saying, you know, because they're still locked into this Western medical model of keeping the wheel turning and feeding big pharma. You know, psychiatrists just give people drugs to dampen the pain, and psychologists just give people coping skills to live with the pain. Whereas you don't need to. You don't need to. You can work through the pain and reclaim your authentic self and live your true being.
This is so true. You know, earlier I just did a show a little while ago where we were talking about some of the things which you're talking about right now, the emotional pain, and your work definitely needs to get out there. And especially from your point of view, you know, when you're talking about the feeling, you know, the feeling is actually the healing. And that is the paradigm, especially coming from a man. Hearing it from a man's voice, from a man's point of view. And so I really appreciate you calling in. And I would love to talk to you about, you know, possibly having your work here on the network. So I would love it if you would take down my my email and contact me so that you and I can talk in private about what that could look like.
Yeah, and Stephanie, sorry, Cornelia.
okay.
Yeah, we are friends on Facebook, and I sent you my story. But give me your email.
It's radio@corneliastephanie.com. I can't say that I got the story because people send me things all the time, but you know, I'm one that follows through. So make sure that you you know, send it to me and you'll hear back from me. radio@corneliastephanie, or even private message me on Facebook if we're friends. So
yeah, I did.
Okay.
What I would just like to say is I just can't explain the bliss I feel since I started the work in 1990 with John Bradshaw, but I'm now content with me. And my life is so joyful because I know that I create it. And every event that occurs in my life is a lesson, you know. So I've got nobody to blame for my life, only me. And it's a very powerful position to be in.
So you're not a victim. Not a victim. Oh, my gosh, totally.
No. I became a ship's captain. And when I did, I realized that being a ship's captain, the buck stops with me. So all I did was take that ideology and apply it to my life. I am master and commander of my life, and I take full responsibility for this life that I do create.
So you are the mantra. Blessing. You are the blessing. You are, you know, by your presence and what you're talking about, you're blessing all of us. Thank you so much for really, you know, owning it all, meaning that you take full responsibility for what's in your life. And I really want to honor you and thank you for calling in today, for sharing your voice and for reaching out, calling from Australia. And let's be in touch, you and I, okay?
Yeah, just in closing, this is a question that I throw at everybody, and it pisses a lot of people off. And I say to them, if you are not creating your life, who is?
Super good. That's true. That's true. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks,
you.
Darling.
Keep calling in. Take care. Wow. So this is, you know, a perfect example. So definitely somebody like Bob, you know, is with such great wisdom and such great insight. His information needs to be out there in so many places because, like he said, the mainstream, big pharma, they're not listening because they're still, that whole thing is still happening over there. But the way that we're building the world, we're overriding all of that by consistently putting our wisdom, our information, what's true for us, what has helped us heal, what has, you know, what is it that we're doing as a, you know, sovereign beings in the world? What are we contributing? And that's how we're changing the world. So do you have anything else you want to say, Jessica, before I close the show? Because I want to put our interview, not our interview, but our that questionnaire that you and I did the other day when we were talking about, you know, 2019 closing. I'm going to put that in this show because I thought it was so great and there were so many good insights shared. I just want to let all those entrepreneurs out there to, you know, contact me at radio@corneliastephanie.com or private message me. And Jessica, do you have any closing words?
I think it's great. I think if people are ready to step up and say yes, then do it.
Okay. All right, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your day and see you all next Friday, 12 to 2. Cornelia Stephanie, see you then. Bye, Jess. Bye, everybody. Bye, Bob.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
We are recording.
Okay. So the big question is 2019. Give me your top 3 to 5 things that you're proud of, that you're excited about from 2019 that you want to carry into 2020.
Top three. Well, the first one would have to be my interview with Dr. Christiane Northrup. Mm. That was a top one. That was a really amazing experience because, as you know, that I my focus had never been on the people that are famous. My focus has always been on the person that hasn't been famous and that hasn't been seen and that hasn't been heard. And so my focus has always been on the underdog. You know, that's why I do what it is that I do. So to actually have an experience like that with Dr. Christiane and or Jack Canfield, because that was also, they were 4 days apart from each other that I had them on in December. That was a top. It was fun because of, you know, who I am as a person in the world and the wisdom that I've learned and the influence that I've had by these people that, you know, I felt met. And that was really awesome. The other thing that was top is rolling out the CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Yes. That was huge. That was so huge. So now that the co-hosts are going to be able to have a live audience, a live studio audience. Because as you know, the golden era of podcasting truly is changing the world and how we are reaching more people, more consumers through audio and video. But the thing is that people are really looking for, especially the hosts and people that are in the podcasting industry, is they're looking for connection with their audience. So I developed, you know, the Cornelia Stephanie VIP in order to make that happen. We just rolled that out literally a couple weeks ago.
So, can I just say on that, and I know you have a third thing to say, but the thing I have to say about that and your brilliance and your vision, and then pairing that with our network, I think is why we make such a good team, because you're a visionary. You are at your core trying to create a better world, trying to lift other people up and trying to share these messages. And so is Dr. Pat. And so when you put those two things together, I think that's what excites me about what I see, is that you come up with this brilliant idea and you call me and you say, okay, this is what I'm thinking. This is what I want to do. And I mean, almost immediately we just go to action in creating it. You have your team that puts up the webpage. We have our team that figures out the technical end of how to make it happen. And I mean, it's only going to grow from there. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I don't want to say it gets lost on, but we don't toot our own horns enough about, you know, when these people are working with us, because we act like implementing this amazing thing is just kind of like everyday work for us. And so then, you know, the people that are working with us, your co-hosts, for instance, like they get plugged into this as if we've just been doing this our whole lives and it's just, you know, another day in the life. And I think we need to take a minute and acknowledge how brilliant that is. So Dr. Pat set me on a task to look at, you know, what's the industry doing? What's out there from an equipment point of view? 2020, we want to upgrade, we want to up level, we want to do everything, right?
Yeah.
I went on an equipment search, and the best of the best of the best equipment that's out there still doesn't meet our standards because we're that far ahead of the game.
Wow. I love that. I absolutely love that. Technology needs to catch up to, you know, that's the whole piece. And, you know, that's exactly because we're up leveling so far in consciousness and with our state of being that, you know, moving beyond these limitations and to be able to do what it is that we want to do is, you know, to have that outlet, to have those, the resources, the tools that we need in order to be able to do it. So wonderful. I love that. I love that. Well, so I would say my third top is the success of the Cornelia Stephanie Media with my co-hosts, truly developing and working together with such amazing entrepreneurs and such amazing talent that are committed, dedicated and committed to, like you said, uplifting others and changing the world and being willing to put their voice out there and showing up and playing big and being dedicated and committed, because the bar is high. The bar is high, and it takes a lot of work, as you know, Jessica. You're the one that created this whole system at Transformation Talk Radio, you know, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm in my ninth year. I guess this is my ninth year. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's amazing. So, you know, that I would say is my third thing is being able to see and develop and help these people gain momentum, gain market share, get on the first page of Google.
That's the thing. I have to tell you, when I started to look at, when we started to do an audit of, like we do for everybody, where were you? Where are you now? What have you gained? What have you accomplished? And I actually didn't even realize that you were helping some of these people from square zero. I mean, they didn't have websites, they didn't have anything, but they had a passion.
Yeah.
They had a passion and a purpose, and they were driven and they were willing to say yes to you, your mentorship, willing to say yes to our network, willing to say yes to being part of a family and a team to improve the world. And you've taken them from square zero, no website, no business plan. I mean, really nothing. And you've helped them with not only building that, but now are out in the world and they have this content that, whether they stay or not after the first year, they have this content that they can take out into the world with them. And I think that's the thing with our network that I see all the time is, and the benefits of working with you is that they don't have to have anything to get started. You literally help them get started. And with your mentorship and then plugging in with you and your experience and then the power and distribution of our network, people can take what on their own, what would take them 3 years and maybe give up to do, can do in less than a year.
You know, and that's really the top. This is all part of that whole thing, because I remember when I first started out at TTR, I remember, you know, making this huge investment in myself. And I was sitting on the fence for a while because I was actually looking at other, platforms, mm-hmm. Conscious Talk Radio. I was looking at Hay House. I was looking at Authentic You Media. I was looking at different ones. And I really wanted a Walk Your Talk network, because I'm a Walk Your Talk kind of person, which means that I do what I say I'm going to do, and I'm dedicated and committed to that. That's the way we do one thing is the way we do all things. And so that's what people can expect working together with me. And I wanted to make sure that if I'm going to bring people to this place, that we're all going to be able to match in that frequency, that you guys are the right perfect team for me. And now I bring in my co-hosts that are part of this team, and they are evolving and expanding at the speed of light, faster than they would ever. Like you said, it would take them 3 years, it would take them 5 years. The resource that Transformation Talk Radio is, I say this to all my co-hosts, Jessica, is that this is a resource. It is an absolute resource. It's like an event that occurs every single, you know, because when my co-hosts, they work together with me, they come on, they have their own show, their own tagline, and they come on once a month and they bring their handle, like Handle the Lump, Heal Your Life, or like with Diane Solano, the energy entrepreneur, that's her shtick, you know. So these taglines, this is what it is that they're consistently bringing to the consumer that's out there, choosing who to listen to, who to pay attention to, that they otherwise wouldn't have had. And then for the person that is looking to bring on the famous people, it's a resource, it's a place, it's an event that occurs every month that we get together when you create your content and you bring it out. And it's a resource, a professional resource, so that you can be seen in the world as an authority, as a professional, as a person that has influence.
Can I ask you something? Because you've done a lot of work. You've done a lot of work with a lot of different people, and you've groomed and set people up, I mean, so they can absolutely flourish, right? And my question to you is, who's your ideal co-host? Because for lack of a better term, it's an intimate partnership, really. It's, you get to know each other on an intimate level because you truly care and you truly want what they want. You want their success. So to work together, it has to be like this. You have to want the same things. You have to have trust. You have to believe in each other. Who's your ideal person?
My ideal person is the person that is willing to say yes, that is willing to take the leap, that is willing to invest in themselves, that is willing to, you know, stand in their strength, that is willing to move beyond the limitations, that is willing to make something really good, to bring their personal best. My ideal client, I have co-hosts that are my ideal clients. You know, names pop into my conscious awareness right now. You know, Diane Solano is an ideal client. She is definitely someone that has been out there in the world doing a lot of things and now really wants to bring her own brand out. And so she saw this as an opportunity so that she can really fully step into herself and be seen and be heard in the world and make an impact. And she's developing that now. And so then behind the scenes, we're tweaking and getting it right and getting it better so that she can have greater influence, greater impact. So Diane Solano is one. I have Dana Terrio. She, you know, she said that I called her the accidental entrepreneur because she had no desire whatsoever to have a radio show. And she had no desire whatsoever. And I contacted her when I met her and I said, you are the perfect person to be on the radio to share that message with the Handle Your Lump, Heal Your Life series and help women over, you know, women that have had breast cancer, any kind of cancer. So, you know, that's one. Then there's Hummingbird Jewel. You know, she is out there really wanting to change the world with being love. And so her message to share the spiritual law of success, you know, of bringing that message out there. So those are my ideal clients, the people that are ready to play big. You know, I have, like you said, a private relationship with these people and I get instant messages and texts all the time about their visions, what it is that they want to do, and the bar is high. And then I help them manifest it. Just like with Dana Terrio, she's the one that wanted to bring Jack Canfield onto the show. And it was her and I visioning and manifesting that together behind the scenes that actually made that happen. You know, the same with Christiane Northrup. It's like that. So, you know, that's who my ideal client is, a person that's willing to leave the past behind of whatever the belief systems are, of what didn't work or what hasn't worked. All you really need to do is focus on their commitment now, what it is that they're committed to now, and what is their intention, what is it that they want to create. So
I love hearing you say that because I think, I mean, that's exactly the ideal people we want on our network too. And the cool thing is, and we said this, and I think it's true to working with you as well, is that it, of course, it's a business opportunity for people. And of course, you know, you want to know that something from your business is going to shift and change. But I have to tell you, and it probably seems backwards to people that are numbers people, but the most successful hosts, the hosts that have been in our network for 10 years, are the ones that have never asked us how many people are listening to their show. And I know that sounds backwards, and but it's where you've put your focus. Their focus has always been on the message, the expansion, the possibilities. And they continue to come back year after year after year after year, and they continue to share and they continue to grow. And I think the biggest thing I've seen from your people, at least, and I've seen it across our network, people are transformed, not just businesses. People are transformed. Because when you step into your message and who you are, and you do what you said, you let go, and you have a mentor like you to help you work through some of that, not only the radio and how to show up, but you work through all that other stuff that tells you you can't do this or whatever it is, you are transformed. People's messages come through louder, they come through more authentic, they're shared and shared again and shared again, and then they're refined. And then before you know it, people are transformed.
Yeah.
Their lives are transformed from doing this. And I think that's the thing that, depending on who you're talking to, they kind of look at you like, what? Mm-hmm. But that's the truth. That's the truth. And those are the successful people here who are open to not just business growth. Of course, more visibility obviously sets you up for business growth, but are open to what that platform's creating. How can they repurpose their content? How can they be patient in waiting to see what's going to show up, like a Jack Canfield being on the show, or be patient and see what shows up in a book that they may want to write now based on all this content, or just that, like you said, they're on Google now. They were nowhere before and now they're on Google. Like, people can find them.
Yeah. That's so huge, because even, you know, like you just said, the book piece, all the shows are 100% transcribed. And one of my hosts, Dennis Gaither, who is taking all of his shows and putting it into, and Julia is also doing that, is putting it into a book. So at the end of the 12 months, they have a book that they didn't have before, even if it's a Kindle book, it doesn't matter. But again, it's about repositioning and repurposing the content, you know, taking it and putting the videos on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on, you know, all over the place in different places. I mean, when we think about the, you know, not only are we producing a quality product that is on audio, but it's also on video. It's going on video. It's going to 5 different YouTube channels. And it's like you say all the time, it's going to be there forever.
My favorite story is when we got a phone call from somebody once. They were listening to a show and they were asking me like, hey, I want to get in contact with this host. And I've been here quite a while, so it's not often that I hear a name that I don't recognize. And I was like, I'm not sure what show you're listening to. I'm going to have to do a little search. And I searched our website. Sure enough, they were listening to a show at the time that was like 6 years old.
Oh, wow.
And that host wasn't on the network anymore, but yet was still seeing the benefits of being on the network 6 years ago because somebody was listening to a previous show and wanted to get in touch with them. So it's kind of the gift that never stops, right? It's
the gift
as it is. It's there forever.
Yeah, the gift that keeps on giving. Well, Jessica, I love everything that we're talking about. And yes, the other day I talked to a client, a potential co-host, who did have a question for me about what are the impressions? How many people, you know, I do get these questions from people, you know, they do happen, especially like new people that I'm just beginning to, that I'm just initially opening up a conversation with to see if we're a match and see if we're qualified, you know? So what do you say about the tracking abilities that you guys have as far as the impressions, you know, that you guys do at Transformation Talk Radio? Because personally, without you guys, the team, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing. You know, having a place where we can share our wisdom and our content on a consistent basis, and that then go to 50 plus media outlets and then goes on YouTube and it's played over and over and over again. What is the tracking that you guys have that can measure a little bit?
Yeah. And it's hard, to be perfectly honest, in the world we live in today, it's hard to measure everything because it goes to so many places. There's only so many places that even share statistics, right? And so what we look at is we calculate it based on impressions and we use what an industry standard is for that, because that's the only true thing we can get. And so we look at how many places is it going to, how much website traffic are we getting? Because we can track that. Are people getting to our website to listen to the podcast? Because even though we're doing video and everybody loves video, it's building and it's growing, but our primary source of traffic is still coming to our website to listen to the audio.
How many this point,
we have 300 to 500,000 unique visitors every month. It's huge. We crashed a server this year. We had to upgrade everything because our traffic is just gone bonkers in a good way. And we actually, over Thanksgiving, it crashed and we had to go through this whole thing. Like, okay, was this like a hack or what was this?
Wow.
And our server maintenance and our programmer looked into it and they're like, no, that was real traffic. That wasn't a hack. That was like real awesome. People coming to your website that crashed it. And so it's like good and bad news, right? But the good news is people are getting there. And so what we look at in terms of impressions, and we talk about it like in advertising, because the thing we didn't even talk about, you and I, is these people are also advertisers. We're promoting their business. We have a commercial that runs for them, right? So we look at commercial impressions like any regular network would. Number of plays versus the number of people it can potentially reach and the number of outlets. And literally throughout a year, it's millions of impressions. That means their commercial is played enough times in enough places that it has the potential for like 4 million people to hear it.
And I just want to say, you know, hold your thoughts, continue on. I'm sorry to interrupt, because I just want to put this one thing. So if 4 million people hear it, and if you have an audience, if the people have an audience of 4 million people, then you have the potential without the limiting belief that says that it doesn't get heard, it doesn't get viewed, it doesn't get, that you have the potential for 4 million people listening to your content and for 4 million sales. How many, you know what I mean? This kind of thing, right? There is a potential there, because if that many people listen to it, then that potential is there. And we are going beyond the limitations. So as long as the being holds that belief that we are beyond that, then you're open to receive what's coming in.
And I have to say the most common thing I hear with that is people, you know, they'll say, you know, yes, I've seen growth and I had somebody contact me, and they can never track it back to the show, or they can never track it back to the commercial, but things are happening for them that were not happening before.
Yeah.
You know, I had a host say to me, you know, I got 16 new clients in the last whatever months. And she was like, or maybe the last year, whatever it was. And she was like, I'm not sure where they were coming from. None of them said they heard my radio show. And I said, well, where else are you promoting yourself? And she said, oh, well, nowhere. And I said, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, people don't necessarily say, oh, I heard your commercial and now I want to work with you. But what happens is you're more visible, period. You have more credibility, period. There's that subliminal subconscious thing that happens when people hear your voice or hear your message or see it somewhere or do something, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it clicks for them one day, because all of a sudden they hear, you know, holy moly, you know, my mom's got cancer now. And I, you know, it clicks that they heard handle the love, heal your life, right? Or it clicks, but it might not click that they heard it, but all of a sudden they're going to Google something and boom.
Yeah, because it's on the first page.
Exactly. And so that's how that happens. It's a ripple effect. And it does take time though, especially because you have people, you know, yes, you have people who have a client base now and they're coming and they're wanting to grow that and they're wanting to grow their message. And then you have people that are starting from square one. And so their level of growth is different than somebody who has an existing client base. Yeah. And so, but growth happens, period, which is amazing. I don't think the thing that we can guarantee is visibility and growth of some kind, because everybody sees that.
Yeah. And I really also feel like it's about what you do with it. I mean, just, you know, I had a client the other day that was talking, said that, oh, you know, her daughter was listening to the podcast that, and oh, it, her client, a client, this is a co-host. So it was a new client. The daughter was listening to the podcast and then went to the mother and said, Mom, you said that you're struggling with this, with your financial, you know, resources and everything. You should listen to the Millionaire Imprint for Women, because look at what's being said there. And then boom, they listened to the Millionaire Imprint for Women. And there you go. And she was able to, this client, you know, signed up with her based on a referral from somebody else. You know what I mean?
Right. It's beautiful. I love the expansiveness of it. And I think it still goes back to people being able to just be open to how and when and where all that happens and takes place, and being willing to step in to invest in themselves and say yes.
The main thing is that with anything that you put out there, anything that you do, it doesn't happen overnight. We know that. And especially when you are, you know, going out into the world to be seen as a leading edge influencer, impactor, it's going to take a little bit of time for that person to gain the momentum, which is the reason why it's really good for them to partner up with me, because that momentum is already there and they can already, you know, it's kind of like, you know, stepping into that vortex of the energy that's already there, and that, and also with you guys. So going back to that tracking is, so did you guys get the website figured out?
Yeah, we upgraded our server so we can handle the traffic now. So bring it on.
Bring it on.
And what we're working on, and I'm, to be perfectly honest, I don't know how we're ever going to do it, how we're ever going to be able to rein in and track all the other outlets that are out there. And so that may forever remain a mystery in terms of how many people are listening from different places. But I think where our focus is, as long as people are seeing growth and they're, you know, seeing growth in their business and in themselves and what they're creating, then we're accomplishing what we're setting out to accomplish.
Yeah. 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 I mean, again, for me, you know, being out here on Transformation Talk Radio, and even Christiane Northrup, she even said, Transformation Talk is brilliant. She said it in the interview. She said, it's brilliant. It's transformation. Everybody's looking for transformation, being able to transform something, whether it's in their relationships, whether it's in their finances, whether it's in their physical bodies, healing, something needs to be transformed, right? In order to, you know, step up and up level and live in a higher vibration. And really, truly, when we look at it, is our birthright to be thriving in abundance. And now is the time to co-create, to collaborate with other individuals, to, you know, come together and not do it alone. And that's another piece. I wouldn't know where I would be without you guys. And so you guys are a part of my, so instead of top three, you guys are my part of my top four. It's just, you know, it's just been a wonderful 2019. And I'm looking so forward to 2020 to see what we're going to create next, and exponentially, extraordinarily, we're all going to thrive because of our vision. I mean, to work together in a team of people, with a team of people that vibrate at the level of success, it just takes one person to hold that bar. It just takes one. And so as so many things are falling away, to have that's you know, that's where you want to opt in and be a part of. And wow. So what about you personally? I know you're getting married this year.
Yay.
Wow. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it should be fun. I'm excited. I mean, we've been together a long time, so. Yeah,
but still, you're making it official.
We're making it official. Yep. And it'll be a fun party, and you know,
and it's your legacy. You're making it official. It's your legacy, and you're making it up close and personal.
Yeah. I'm excited. It'll be a lot of fun.
Good.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss, Women Inspiring Women, featuring leading edge entrepreneurs who are putting the focus on empathic leadership in today's modern day world. Text the word Cornelia to the number 22828 and receive her weekly newsletters. For more information on Cornelia Stephanie and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to corneliastephanie.com.